And I want to thank you all because this was an integral part of the election. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That is newly elected Massachusetts U.S. Senator Scott Brown greeting supporters in Worcester this weekend. Brown spent the weekend on what some called a victory tour. At each stop, he was swamped by hundreds of people wanting a photo, an autograph, or to just get a look at his trusty and now familiar truck. And that's where we met with the senator-elect in Worcester in the truck, still packed with so much campaign paraphernalia that he had to move it aside so we could fit in to talk about Brown's future as Massachusetts' next U.S. senator.
Well, first of all, thanks for letting me sit in your truck. This is a real treat.
Well, I'm glad you could do that. It's a nice truck. It's got 202,000 now, 417 miles.
And more to come. Have you been kind of overwhelmed by the reception you've been getting on this tour? It's been quite something.
I've been more humbled than overwhelmed. It's, you know, I enjoy people. I enjoy meeting people, and they're all so happy. So it's been fun.
Somebody said that given the big crowds at these stops, it's kind of like Scott Brown is a rock star. Do you feel like a rock star at the moment?
No, I think it's I don't think like a rock star. I think it's important to, you know, go out and thank everybody that have worked so hard. And we had a tremendous amount of support throughout the state, and it's evident by the amount of people that are coming out. Plus, no offense, the Celtics are not playing that well, the Bruins aren't playing well, and the Patriots aren't in the Super Bowl, so there's not a heck of a lot of things to do.
You're putting things in perspective.
Yeah.
Well, another perspective, as you're on your tour, the president's on a tour of his own. He'll be in Nashua, New Hampshire Tuesday in the new administration push for a jobs program. From Senator Brown's point of view, what's the key component in a jobs program that's needed in order to get your support?
Well, you need to do a couple of things. You need to put a cap on spending, too, because when you're doing a lot of taxation reductions and also looking at ways to stimulate the economy, you need to make sure that you put a cap on spending and try to get the spending in line as well. And a lot of the targeted tax breaks that they're offering, you know, it's a good first step, and I commend him for it, but I would hope that he would be bolder and stop the spending this year versus next year, and then also look at more of a broad base cut, you know, for corporations and families.
One of the big components that they're talking about is a tax credit for small businesses, too, if they create jobs. Is that a good idea?
Of course. Anytime, you know, I'd be supportive of any type of tax credit that will create jobs. But he also said that we're not going to cut taxes for anyone making over $250,000. Well, a lot of those small businesses are still sole proprietorships, and they're, in fact, under that formula. So we would need to certainly do something to affect savings for everybody.
Nationally, the president met with Republican Party leaders just a few days ago, a meeting lauded by party leaders. The president called for a new spirit of bipartisanship in working on a whole host of issues. How should the president demonstrate his willingness to foster cooperation with the Republican Party?
Well, I think it's important to have a dialogue between both parties. We do it in Massachusetts in the State House, and I think it's important for there to be good dialogue and transparency and conversation because the American people are fed up, and they're tired of the bickering. They're tired of not solving problems. They're tired of the lack of transparency and the fact that they're doing a lot of backroom deals and behind-the-scenes deals. And I think the fact that they met is a great first step. I encourage it, and I would hope that I can be certainly part of that in the future.
What's he need to bend on?
I think they both need to bend. I think all parties need to bend. They just have to stop bickering and start solving problems.
As candidate, you've said that you're not beholden to anyone, and I'm assuming that you don't want to be an enabler of the image that's been painted of the Republican Party at the moment as being the party of no. What's the GOP need to do in order to erase that?
Well, let's not make any mistake about it. I'm a fiscal conservative, and if the party of no means we're not going to raise taxes and we're not going to increase spending, then I will be part of that. But when it comes to individual issues, I'll make sure I look at each bill and each issue independently and then make my own decision.
At that party meeting a few days ago, there was a resolution passed that suggested that Republican candidates in the future, in order to get money, in order to get party support, would need to strictly adhere to the party platform. Is fidelity to the party platform, you know, from one end of it to the other end of it, do you see Scott Brown taking that position, or is Scott Brown still going to be the independent guy?
I'm not quite sure what the party platform is. I've never been somebody who's, you know, studied it. I think we need to be a big tent party and have the more people in it, the better, the more ideas, the better, because if you're going to restrict things, you're going to subtract the amount of people that want to be part of the party, and I don't think that's good.
Even though you're only a freshman senator coming in, You instantly have enormous political capital. As you know, you're shaking your head, yes. And I know that you want to focus on military.
I have a crick in my neck, that's why.
Riding around in the truck. I know you want to focus on military, veterans, education, disability issues. What do you specifically hope to do with all that political capital for the Commonwealth?
Well, I don't have a business card yet or a staff established, so I think it's premature to say what I'm going to do. All I know is that, you know, I'm now the senator for everybody. I'm looking forward to having an open door, open dialogue policy to, you know, try to solve problems as they come along. Constituent services is exceedingly important, especially when you're dealing with some of the issues affecting Haiti and the immigrants and the lost family members and adoptions that are being affected by that tragedy. And then you look at a lot of what's happening with the wars, making sure the veterans who come home have the proper coverages, both medically and psychologically if necessary, and through the jobs. But really the biggest issue we need to focus on is jobs immediately, because without jobs, all the other things that people really like, they're irrelevant.
What is it about Scott Brown? What is it in your background, in your childhood, in your present, that makes you want to stand up for the little guy? When we talk to people over and over again, they say, Scott Brown, through his career, has stood up for the little guy. What is it about you?
Well, that's quite a compliment. I was a little guy, and I am a little guy. I'm still, you know, I still walk down the street and pick up a penny if I see it, and I still, try to help people when I see they need some help. And, not everybody's as fortunate as some of the more, wealthy and affluent people in this world. So, you know, there needs to be, I think, somebody looking out for people's cares and needs. I don't know. I try to do some self-reflection a lot and figure out who I am and what makes me tick. And I just like to do good things. It makes me feel good to try to help people. I don't know how else to say it, really.
We all know that you work out a lot. Do you use workout time to do that reflection?
Oh, absolutely. When I'm riding my bike, I think 24/7. Sometimes I have a loop around, it's like a 3.5 mile loop around the developmental center in Rentham, and there'll be times when I'm like so deep in thought that I literally almost crash into somebody running the other way. So yes, whenever I'm running or riding my bike or swimming especially, I'm deep in thought about how I can be a better person, how I can solve a particular problem, and it's good. It's how I think.
There's a new list of a dozen Republican presidential hopefuls out for 2012. You're not on that list, but you are on other lists. Do you want to be on that list?
Yeah, I just want to get a business card in office and start doing my job. I think it's a little premature to talk about anything like that.
Do you think in 2012 it's more likely Scott Brown will be running for re-election?
I'm going to just hold off until I get my staff established and take my first vote before we consider anything. But I'll certainly announce it, and you'll be part of that announcement, certainly.
We're sitting in the front seat of the truck. Are you worried you're not going to get a lot of truck time in the next couple of years?
I'm bringing it down to Washington, so as long as they have roads, I'll be in my truck.
Thanks a lot. Very good to see you. Appreciate your time.
Good to see you, too. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you.
And thanks for letting me get behind the wheel.
All right.